many of you believe, if you just try a little harder, you could get a whole lot better results? This is a true story. Said, I'm sitting in a quiet room at the Millcroft Inn, a peaceful little place hidden back among the pine trees, about 1 hour out of Toronto. It's just past noon in late July, and I'm listening to the desperate sounds of a life or death struggle going on just a few feet away. There's a small fly burning out at the last of its short life's energies in a futile attempt to fly through the glass of the window pane. Whining wings tell the poignant story of the fly's strategy. Try harder. But it isn't working. The frenzied effort offers no hope for survival. Ironically, the struggle is part of the trap. It's impossible for the fly to try hard enough to succeed at breaking through the glass. This fly is doomed. It's going to die there on the windowsill. Now, across the room, just 10 steps away, the door is open. 10 seconds of flying time, and this small creature could reach the outside world it seeks. With only a fraction of the effort now being wasted, it could be free of its self-imposed trap. The breakthrough possibility is there. It would be so easy. Why doesn't the fly try another approach? Something dramatically different. How did it get so locked in the idea that this particular route and determined effort offer the most promise for success? What logic is there in continuing until death to seek a breakthrough with more of the same? No doubt this approach makes sense to the fly. Regrettably, it's an idea that will kill. Trying harder isn't necessarily the solution to achieving more. It may not offer any real promise for getting what you want out of life. Sometimes, in fact, it's a big part of the problem. If you stake your hopes for a breakthrough on trying harder than ever, you may kill your chances for success. That's interesting, isn't it? Listen to this. Improving your performance. This is U square. Multiply your performance. He said, improving your performance by an order of magnitude, U square, that's multiplying yourself by yourself, and you're infinite, can sound unrealistic if you think of it as something you have to do all by yourself. But you don't. Forget the idea that you should be able to see tangibly, in full view, all of the resources necessary to leverage your performance so dramatically. There are resources that you can access that cannot be seen, and they are far greater and more powerful than the resources you might readily observe. I love this. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Think of an iceberg, where you can see only the tip of what's really there. Just as real, though out of sight, are invisible resources ready to make a profound difference in what you can achieve. All you have to do is open up and let them in. Most people operate with a mindset that assumes success comes one step at a time. The unspoken but popular notion is that we must move systematically from our present level of achievement to the next. Then the thinking goes, from that stage, we begin working toward graduating to still a next higher level in the sequence. Gradual progress. He said, this is an unfortunate misconception and clearly reflected in the way people function. They go about day to day striving to make incremental gains in their performance. He says, that's pretty routine. That's the pathway of conventional growth. But your life simply does not always have to operate that way. Advancing at a measured pace, step by step, ordinarily feels easier, more natural, even safer. But in certain areas of your life, you can just as easily think in terms of skipping levels. You can move from your present level of achievement to one that is several stages higher, and you can go there directly. You can make a quantum leap. You can become U square. Instead of accepting present circumstance or being content with gradual improvement, you can go for a breakthrough. U square implies an explosive jump in your personal performance that puts you far beyond the next logical step. It's a formula for stunning advances in achievement and the realization of your dreams. The concept is one of exponential gains rather than incremental progress. You might compare it to multiplying instead of adding. It means a geometric progression in your effectiveness. Remember, quantum leaps can come without apparent effort. They are high velocity moves that carry you to dramatically higher levels of performance without any time-consuming struggle.
Check us out at ProctorGallagherInstitute.com for tips, tools, and resources.